Revelation, chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven fallen to the earth, and there was given to him the key of the pit of the abyss. And he opened the pit of the abyss, and there went up a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And out of the smoke came forth locusts on the earth, and power was given them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was said to them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only such men as do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And it was given them that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion, when it strikes a man. And in those days men will seek death, and will in no way find it, and they will desire to die, and death flees from them. And the likenesses of the locusts were like horses prepared for war, and on their heads as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as men's faces. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots, of many horses rushing to war. And they have tails like scorpions, and stings, and in their tails is their power to hurt men 5 months. They have over them as king the angel of the abyss, his name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek tongue he has the name Apollyon. The first woe is past, look, there come yet two woes hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God. One saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, loose the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year, that they should kill the third part of men. And the number of the armies of the horsemen was 200 million, I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and those who sat on them, having breastplates as of fire and of hyacinth and of brimstone, and the heads of the horses are as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths proceeds fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three plagues was the third part of men killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone, which proceeded out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouth, and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents, and have heads, and with them they hurt. And even the rest of men, who were not killed with these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons, and the idols of gold, and of silver, and of bronze, and of stone, and of wood, which can neither see, nor hear, nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their witchcraft, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts.